The Louise Byrne to you, the new chief executive of the HSE, Bernard Gloucester, appeared before the Health Committee. He has done some media interviews before, but this was his first big outing in front of the committee. What kind of a reception did he get?
Yeah, I think what was interesting is we've seen him in his previous role as in Tusla come in front of these committees, but it was, as you said, his first time in as HSE chief. I think he went in and he was quite honest, he was quite open, and he was quite forthcoming about the kind of the bureaucracy within the HSE. And I think, quite interestingly, we always hear this discussion about hospital beds and we don't have enough hospital beds, which leads to overcrowding. And he was quite honest, and he told, I think it was actually Mairead's colleague, David Cullinan, that he doesn't have a magic wand to address the delivery of additional beds. And what he was saying was he hasn't been able to deliver on the beds that he was supposed to deliver in the first place. And I think they're 200 beds is so short. So there's no point him going and asking for more if he can't build what's in there. The other thing he said, which is quite interesting, is that that the HSE is quite top heavy and has a top heavy structure, and there's many cumbersome processes. And I suppose this kind of really goes to this idea of Sláinte Care and putting the regional health areas into place. And I think that's something that I think the honesty of it was quite welcome for people. I don't think it's any big secret that the HSE is a bit bureaucratic and all the rest of it. So I think the honesty and the openness, I think that was quite well received.
Right. Duncan Smith, I mean, he's not proposing getting rid of people. That's going to have to be managing the recruitment into the system and allowing the natural attrition of retirements is going to take quite some time. And then you have these regional health areas. For people who've seen health boards go into HSE, seen that go into directorates, seen that go into university hospital groups, to see that go into geographical hospital groups.
And CHOs, and now we're going to have the RHAs. There's one thing identifying the problem that we all see exists, there's another thing resolving it, and I think it's in everyone's interests, not only across politics but across the country, that the CEO of the HSE, whoever he or she may be, is successful.
Do you think this shows the right attitude?
I think it was a good first showing, but the proof would be, will he be able to make the changes that are needed, citing 600 people in hospital beds today who shouldn't be in hospital at all, who should be moved on to either step down care or back into the community. Those kind of delays that are impacting then on the other side, people on trolleys trying to get into the acute hospitals. These are the issues we need to see resolved. I think he mentioned how he's impatient, how he wants to see things done quickly and well, and we all want to see that. So, you know, I think it was a good first showing, but the proof will be in the delivery, and I think that's what everyone will want to see.
Right. How long has he got to show he has a grip?
We need to see progress. We have the markers for Sláinte Care, and the next one is the setting up the RHAs. And if he can move what is already a cumbersome, bureaucratic, top-heavy structure into these new RHAs in the timeline that's been set out, then I think that would be a success. But that's going to be a mammoth task.
Okay. Mairead Farrell, do you agree?
Yeah, look, is it a mammoth task? Absolutely, because we've had a situation whereby obviously we've had historic underinvestment in our hospitals, so it is a mammoth task. But what we really need now is for government to urgently publish a multi-annual capacity expansion plan, so we know where we're going over the next coming years. Because I think it is also an interesting point that was made in relation to the step down, I suppose, for facilities, community beds, so that people can be discharged from their hospitals. But the fact, like, I always think back on when we were going through COVID, and, you know, we were always told during budgets, we were told about all the massive increases that were being made. And now we're back to the situation whereby, I know, again, from Galway, I suppose, that we constantly see, you know, that we have trolley situations, total overcrowding. We get emails from the hospital to say, you know, that there's huge pressures on the hospital on that day, on the emergency department. So we're back to a situation whereby the staff and, of course, people in the hospitals are under huge pressure.
Barry Ward, the top heavy structure is, you know, the HSE has gone through many iterations. Once upon a time, your party's health spokesperson called for the whole thing to be scrapped. Mm-hmm. That's obviously not going to happen now. But what did you think of the statement of intent by Bernard Gloucester?
I was very pleased to hear him talking about the top heavy nature, and I was pleased to hear the impatience he has to change it. It has become an administrative behemoth, and I think impatience and the person who's running that is not a bad thing. Mairead mentioned historic underinvestment. The reality is we spend more per head of capita on our health in this country than any other European Union country. It's not a problem of money. It's a problem of money management. It's a problem of that top-heavy nature. You have too many administrators and the money is not being focused on the patients where it should be. So we need to be changing that investment into frontline, patient-facing staff to deliver the services that they need rather than the administration that is behind them.
Duncan Smith?
I think one thing he said today that was also welcome was this, this disaster that is the annual winter plan. Need to stop this, you know, like that every winter the HSC goes on a war footing and brings in all these beds. And we saw that the winter we've just had and the winters that we've had previously, that it just doesn't work. So I was encouraged by that, that we need an all year round plan to ensure that we don't need a winter plan.
All right, well, that's all. I don't know, we'll be back shortly after this.
The Late Debate with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.